Saturday, April 16th, 2022. We started the week with a heavy day. We're ending the week with a heavy day. I know. 2 in 1 week. I know. Here we go. It's with the back squat, your friend and mine. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was on August 23rd, 2021. This is a very challenging ladder. So it's back squat 2, 3, 5, 10, 2, 3, 5, 10. Be sure to watch the video today entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. But for this particular workout, the goal is you warm up and then you're going to stick with whatever weight you think you're going to be able to get for the sets of 10, the biggest sets, and you use that loading for the whole workout. So you don't swap loadings in the workout. You stick with one weight. If you haven't done this before, you're like, well, that doesn't seem too hard. That seems weird. Like, why would I do whatever loading I think I can do for the 10 for twos and threes? That's way too light. And those first sets of twos and threes won't be bad, that's for sure. But if you do the math, there's 40 back squats in here. And it all accumulates and taxes your body. The two's not bad. You rest a little bit. The three's not bad. You hit the five. And, you know, the five kind of gets your attention. Yeah, especially after a two and a three. And you probably didn't have to wait a long time between the two and the three because they're just a two and a three. But then after the five, you're like, oof, I got a set of 10 looming. And I did a two and I did a three and I did a five. Oh, I've actually already accumulated 10 reps at this weight. Now I'm feeling it a little bit. I have to take a longer rest, that's for sure. I fight and I get the 10. And then I do a two again, thank goodness. And then a three and a five. And all of a sudden that last set of 10, something special right there. So this is a challenging workout. We've got a video showing the back squat. Super Fitness Robot would be using 75% of your one rep max loading. Whew. More likely is anywhere in the 55% or more of your one rep max. The wild card option is this exact same rep scheme, but with the front squat. We've got a video showing that. The scaled option today is the back squat, and it's the same rep scheme as the workout of the day, but we have removed the final set of 10. So overall, you're doing 30 instead of 40 heavy back squats, and you don't have to fight for that final set of 10. And as I've said before, one of the best ways to scale a heavy day is you can just reduce the loading. Just keep making it lighter and lighter and lighter until it's just what's appropriate for you. Lightweight, empty barbell, broom handle, PVC pipe, make it a technique day. This is a day that should be approachable for darn near anybody at the right loading. Limited equipment option. They're not going to get shortchanged. 4 rounds, not for time, 10 dumbbell squats, that's with a pair of dumbbells, 10 meters of dumbbell walking lunges with a pair of dumbbells, then let's say 8 to 12 reps of the Bulgarian split squat on the right leg, 8 to 12 on the left leg. That's a round. Rest 2 minutes. You're going to do 4 rounds. Scale as needed. There's a lot of work in there. A lot of work. You might not have a heavy barbell, but you will develop bomb-proof, bulletproof legs working those dumbbells like that. For the limited equipment crew, Super Fitness Robot would be all sets unbroken, and you should probably donate your body to science. And more likely, all sets broken up as needed, and congratulations, you're a human being. No equipment workout. 2 rounds, not for time. 50 meters of a walking lunge. 50 air squats. And if that sounds easy, you have fallen into a trap. Accessory work, optional as always. You know, this is assuming that you didn't do the limited equipment option. Somehow didn't get enough in the back squats? No worries. Dumbbell front rack lunge. 3 lunges, 10 to 20 meters in length. You choose the loading. Video showing that. And then 10 minutes of practice with the Bergner warm-up. Got a video showing that. Use an empty barbell, use a PVC pipe, and just practice. Be fantastic. Cool down and stretching. Your cool down is the 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch and the foam roller for the back and lats and anywhere else that you need it. And just like that, another week down, halfway through April. Thanks to all of you for being absolutely amazing. Thanks for being part of the global linchpin community. Thanks for letting me be a part of your fitness journey. It's an honor. Enjoy your weekend, and I will see you back here on Monday.